Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here on calbanyan.com, the Hypnosis Etc. program, where we talk about hypnosis and the professions and really the positive change that can happen when hypnosis is done right. Well, today we're doing a special video. Like right now, as I'm doing this video on calbanyan.com, we've got over 500 hypnosis training videos that are free, about 20 minutes, and they talk about a nugget about how to do better hypnosis or how to build your practice or something like that. And just recently, it seems like there's been a rising interest in the medical fields and body workers of all kinds in hypnosis, and questions have been coming up. So Erica and I said, hey, let's do a video that just kind of addresses, that exciting possibility of more and more helping professionals who do medical or body work kind of thing. I would just talk to you, just to you folks right now. I'm talking about nurses, physical therapists, doctors, massage therapists, acupuncturists, all of that, people who do hands-on work, so to speak. So let me introduce to you Erica Flint, my co-host. She's done some 70-odd videos with me. She's a consummate professional in the field. She's a rising star. She started off, like many people in the hypnosis profession, in a different profession. She was working for years, like 15 years, in the software engineering, computer science realm of her profession. And one day she said, hey, I think I want to work with the greatest computer known. And that's, of course, is the biological computer we call the brain and the human mind. And so she got interested in finding out about how she could do that. She took a local course in hypnosis and said, wow, hypnosis is how you can kind of deprogram and reprogram the mind for success. And then she got excited. She did some questioning, interviewed some hypnotists in the area, and some of them said, you know, if you really want to be good, you should become 5-Path certified. And so she sought me out, and she got my 5-Path DVD set, and she just studied it, which is a recording of the class, and went to town helping people and just took off. Since then, she's a writer for journals. She's a writer of books, an author. She has spoken to the National Guild of Hypnotists. She's won awards like I have. She's just taking off like a rocket. But the most important thing is she really cares about client success. It's all about the success. Isn't that right, Erica?
That's true, Cal. And thank you for that fantastic introduction. I got into this business to help people, and it is so amazing to bring to clients such significant results in such a short amount of time. And so I'm really excited that we are doing this custom special recording today just for people in that medical, massage therapist, acupuncturist, that type of realm, nurse, that sort of thing. Before we get into all of that, let me tell everyone about you, Cal. Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that works. This is the hypnosis that you're going to use in your office day in and day out, the hypnosis that we use every single day to get great results for our clients. He has been in the hypnosis profession for over 20 years, and he's won almost every single award from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He's an author, he's a speaker, he's a trainer, he's appeared on television and radio talking about his books, talking about hypnosis, and he's still seeing private clients and teaching classes. He is the trainer of some of the very best in the profession, and he is the person that experts in the profession turn to for guidance and education. And he did have a profound effect on my career, because once I took that 5-Path training, that's when I really felt like I was ready to start seeing clients and make that big difference in their life. And I've been doing it ever since. So I'm really happy here today, Cal, to answer some of these questions. I've had a lot of nurses, a lot of massage therapists and acupuncturists in my training. So we wanted to do this to help you understand why you might want to be a hypnotist and answer some of the questions that we get all of the time of how it might be worked into the work you already do. So where would you like to begin, Cal?
I want to start off basic and then get into the more specifics. And one of the things I think you know, is that when we have new students come into our classes and they might have an MD or a PhD or an MA or whatever it is, and they're so highly trained in their specific area, might be medicine, might be psychology, acupuncturism, massage, and they come in with the same fears and misconceptions about hypnosis as anyone in the public might have. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the questions I get all the time is, you know, Erica, give me the scoop, give me the behind the scenes. Is hypnosis real, or are you going to make me have my clients bark like a dog or cluck like a chicken, right? They see things on stage hypnosis shows. They see things in Hollywood and movies, and they wonder if that's what hypnosis really is, right?
Well, you know, that, a couple of things here. One of the things is that there's a big difference between what a hypnotist on stage does and what the hypnotherapist or the hypnotist in his or her office does. Now, first of all, before I get into that, the other thing is that hypnosis is real, and some people on stage get hypnotized, and it encourages them to kind of let their hair down, be wild and crazy. And so, as a matter of fact, everyone that goes to a stage hypnosis show knows that people are going to go up there on the stage and do some wild and crazy things. And the people who go on the stage know that when they get up there, they're supposed to do some wild and crazy things. So nobody is doing any of that stuff against their will. If they're quacking like a duck, it's because they wanted to get up on the stage and do silly stuff like that, you see? So hypnosis just helps them to have a good time, to let down their inhibitions for a while so that they can do some wild and crazy things, right? Now, but the big difference is the stage hypnotist works with what we call primary suggestibility. The stage hypnotist suggests things to occur while the person's in the state of hypnosis. So, I mean, they don't emerge them and then have them quack like a duck or bark like a dog or dance like a ballerina, right? That they're in the state of hypnosis. Now, folks like myself and Erica, what we do is called secondary suggestibility, which means while they're in hypnosis, we go in and help them to give them the suggestions and experiences they need so that they can change at the subconscious level, and that means change how they think, feel, and behave so that they can reach the goals that they have when they come in. They want to be more confident. They want to overcome a bad habit, and all that stuff has to happen after the hypnosis is over. So primary suggestibility, that's when people do stuff in the hypnotic state. Secondary suggestibility, that's what hypnotists and hypnotherapists do so that people have think, feel, and behave differently after the hypnosis session. How's that help?
That's super helpful, Cal. I really appreciate that. And I think, you know, when it comes to what people see in Hollywood, what they see in movies and that type of a thing, I like to remind my potential students and clients when this comes up, that what we see in movies is not always real. And just mentioning that is, you know, such an aha moment for those folks. They're like, well, of course it's not real. What was I thinking? Okay, so they just want to check and make sure that what they saw in a movie recently about hypnosis. So this comes up sometimes with mind control. Does the hypnotist have control over the client? And this is not true whatsoever. And so that's where I think Hollywood kind of comes into play, and it's doing movies that make people believe that hypnosis is mind control. So have you heard that one before, Cal, from movies?
Well, yeah. And the thing is, you know, and I've got articles about this, and Hollywood's job is not to educate. It's to entertain. And so they will make things seem fantastic and exciting and maybe scary, because that's part of good movies and good books and good TV shows. But now we can do some really fantastic things with hypnosis, but we never have control of our clients. The client is always in a state of opting in or opting out. When someone's in hypnosis, they're always deciding, do I like that suggestion? Do I want that suggestion? Do I want to have this hypnotic experience? Do I want to experience this hypnotic phenomenon? And as long as they're saying yes, 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 then we can do some really fantastic things for them.
Yes, very good. And I think that helps people understand the distinction between these two things and helps alleviate, yeah, is hypnosis real? It's absolutely real. And we help our clients get these great results in a short amount of time. So Cal, what are you thinking that is going to be important for some of our massage therapists and nurses and acupuncturists and doctors to understand about hypnosis?
One of the things that I think is of utmost importance is hypnosis. Now, we've got a lot of new techniques, like five-path hypnosis is a relatively new thing in the world of hypnosis. It is a universal approach to working with clients that involves some of the most powerful techniques available to the working hypnosis professional, but hypnosis has been around for a long time. I think it was first approved by the American Medical Association in 1958, and hypnosis is safe. No one has ever been harmed by simply going into the hypnotic state. In fact, hypnosis is a normal state of human consciousness anyway. Hypnosis is a heightened state of suggestibility, nothing more or nothing less. And that's your state of suggestibility varies through the day from being less suggestible to more suggestible. What the hypnotist does, he or she uses what's called a hypnotic induction and some deepening techniques to get you into that very receptive state so that the client or patient can begin to experience the hypnotic suggestions or other techniques in the office so that they can have the experience of change after the session is over with. Let's see. So one of the things most important at this point is I want you to understand hypnosis has been around a long time. It's been accepted in the medical community for a long, long time. The psychology community, they have a particular branch of the American Psychological Association that deals just with hypnosis. It's established. Medical science doing brain scans have determined that the brain operates differently when in hypnosis than when the individual is just relaxed or just pretending. Those are different mental states than hypnosis. So hypnosis has been medically validated and scientifically validated, and it's real. And so it's time for the helping professionals, you know, such as nurses and doctors and social workers, to hear the truth about hypnosis so that they can begin to integrate it into their practices. How's that, Erica?
Yeah, absolutely. It's good that we have this external validation of how well hypnosis works. And I know that neuroscience and science and all, there's a lot of additional work coming out of those areas all the time that is proving how effective hypnosis is. It's not just, you know, what Cal and I do in the office every day and our graduates see it every single day. You know, science is proving it as well. So that's really good news. And, you know, one of the things that I really wanted to do this video for specifically was a very specific question that I got or comment from a massage therapist specifically, which is, you know, their clients, when they're working with them, their clients are having an emotional release on the table. And they too care about their clients. They want to get better results for their clients. So hypnosis is going to be something that allows, when there is an emotional release, to be highly effective and help that client with that issue. Right, Cal?
Right. You know, one of the problems and the really challenges is too many doctors and massage therapists and nurses and these kind of body workers, right? They're working with almost like one hand tied behind their back. They've got all this specialized skill in what they've learned in their education and training, but not enough really understanding of how to work with the other really important part of them, which is the emotional system, the limbic system of the brain, which can have a huge impact on how medical treatment responds to treatment, or if someone is doing massage work and emotion comes up, guess what? You just triggered something in the brain that if you know how to work with hypnosis, you can have that person transform, and you'd be like the massage therapist Maximus, because you can immediately say, hey, I know how to work with that, make an appointment, get them in for the hypnosis. Tell them, you know, we've been massaging your body, now let's massage the mind so that you can really not just let go physically, but let go mentally and emotionally of the things that are holding you back. How's that?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I know that a lot of the massage therapists and nurses that come to me, they feel like their clients and patients are stuck. and they provide them with the medical care or the massage therapy care that they're giving them, but they might see them again and perhaps still feel like there's that emotional part of them being stuck, or maybe a mindset or something that is kind of blocking their progress. And so with hypnosis, we get to tap into that deeper level of who they are. We get to tap into the subconscious and release things that are holding them back at that level to provide really comprehensive help for these people. Right, Cal?
You know, exactly right. You know, the people that get into these professions, hypnotism, medicine, massage therapy, acupuncture, we are people who want to help other people. And so it's frustrating when we get blocked like that, and we have to refer them out or say, gosh, there's nothing I can do for you. Then that's not what we got into these professions to do. And I came from a psychological background. I have a master's degree in psychology. I'm what they call ABD, which is all but dissertation, for PhD in clinical psychology. I've worked at the North Dakota State Hospital. I work for Lutheran Social Services. And guess what we did? We did talk. And the problem was, is we'd run into these blockages, and it was not satisfying. We might spend one, two, three, or more sessions just supporting the individual to keep them where they're at or to nudge them along. But with five-path hypnosis, the kind of hypnosis we teach in our classes, what happens is it's breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. And when you can make these breakthroughs with your patients and your clients, it's so satisfying for the hypnotist. I could never go back to being a talk therapist and talk all the time. You know, how does that make you feel? And, you know, working out this kind of reinforcement paradigm. When I do hypnosis with someone, every single session is a breakthrough. And so, you know, you get to the session going, yeah, helped her, changed her life, fixed him, and it's just a much more satisfying kind of existence. What do you think of that, Erica?
Yeah, absolutely. I love those aha moments and the insight, the breakthrough. So our clients come in feeling one way and they leave feeling like they're walking on cloud nine. But that's not the end of it, because what really happens is the transformation that takes place in the reason they come to see you. So now they're able to follow through on the things that they wanted to do before, and they're making the changes. They're motivated to do the things that they've always been wanting to do, but there was something always blocking them from following through on that. So we get to be a part of massive transformational change for our clients and them becoming and doing the things in their life that they really, truly want to do. So, you know, somebody might come in to lose weight, and yes, they lose weight, but then you hear from them 6 months later, and guess what? They applied for a job. They got the promotion. They're dating somebody new. They just bought a condo, and they're so happy. And so hypnosis is a catalyst for massive transformation and change. And so for people who are already working with people and helping them, hypnosis can be incorporated in order to facilitate even greater, deeper life transformational change. And you probably tell, because I get excited talking about this, it's just so rewarding to be a part of that process, right, Cal?
And yeah, absolutely. And you know what happens when you're making change for people that they've never experienced before? They are frustrated, and they go from that frustration and depression into hopefulness. And you know what? Their friends and family members notice, and you know what? They want to figure out, how the heck did you do that, and what does it do? It results in referrals and a broadening of your practice. Now, you've spent maybe years learning to do what you do, and you've been doing it for maybe years, maybe decades. And wouldn't it be nice if you could broaden your practice and start working with some other issues? And that's what happens when you become a five-path certified hypnosis professional, is you can now begin to broaden your practice and you get more referrals. And so you not only is it satisfying in the kind of work you've always been doing, but it becomes more satisfying in that you broaden your practice. What do you think of that, Erica?
Yeah, I think that's really important, because as hypnotists, we get to work with people in all sorts of different issues. And so I get to help people with nearly everything. They'll ask me, Erica, you're a hypnotist. Can you help me with this? Can you help me with this? Can you help me with this? And the answer is almost always yes, yes, yes. So almost everybody out there know you, or, you know somebody who wants to lose weight, wants to sleep better, wants to reduce the stress in their life, needs to pass an exam, wants to reduce the sensation of feeling in their body that they don't like, or wants to quit a bad habit. habit. Hypnosis helps with all of those things. And we get to help people with motivation and do some really amazing things in their life too. So it just broadens the ability for you to help even more people, and it can be incorporated into what you're already doing. The other thing I really like, Cal, is specifically for, this is what I hear, and it's probably true for other people too, but I hear it specifically from nurses and massage therapists, is physically their job is draining. And they're getting tired of the physicality of their work. Have you heard that before, Cal?
Well, absolutely. And for some people, it is real. It is a real source of stress because they're wondering, gosh, I don't know how long, much longer my back can take it working with these patients, you know, moving them around in beds or from here to there. Or I have massage therapists that go, you know, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to use my hands and do what I do so well. And so when they're coming to us for hypnosis training so that they can segue that if they ever decide, okay, you know, I'm beyond being able to do, you know, 6 or 8 hours worth of massage therapy or moving patients around in their beds, and they can segue over time in very comfortably into a hypnosis practice. Is that kind of the thing you're asking about?
Yeah, absolutely. And I have a lot of graduates who are massage therapists, and they've incorporated into their job as they're still massage therapists, and they incorporate it into their job. I've had others who transition, and it's been an easy transition for them. It doesn't have to be difficult. So both of those work really well. And so I think we want to provide some hope to people out there who are thinking that type of thing, that this is something that can work for you if you're interested in continuing helping people at a very deep level. And I love the fact that you're already in a profession where you care about people and you want to continue doing that. So I think this is a really good option for a lot of people who are feeling that way.
Absolutely. And I just think it's a real healthy addition to what they're already doing that sets them up to move into something else. And you already have the people skills, already have the business skills. And so they're able to move right on. Let me talk one thing about business real quick before we move on. And that, you know, we're talking about, you know, you're in these professions because you want to help people, but you know, you deserve to have a good income. And you can make a very good income if you are a good hypnotist. And what happens is it's maybe a slightly different income than you're having now. Now, if you work at a hospital and you're getting paid by the hour, perfect. That's different. But if you're a independent physician or nurse or other massage therapist, acupuncturist, and you're getting third-party payment, wouldn't it be nice if at least some of your income comes from the client comes in, you run their credit card, and boom, the cash is in the bank. Hypnotism, typically, we just get paid right up front, first-party payment. They want to come in, they lay down their credit card, or they write a check, or they hand you cash, and that's a really good cash flow situation for businesses to be in. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I personally haven't had to deal with that third-party payment in my business. It's always been cash, credit card, that type of a thing. But I have heard from so many of my massage therapists and even naturopathic doctors, that type of a thing, that it's just frustrating for them to deal with that third-party payment. And they love being able to incorporate hypnosis and just accept a cash-only style business. Really works for them.
Awesome. Hey, so one other thing is, I'll have students come in who are doctors, nurses, social workers, you know, massage therapists, acupuncturists, and they're amazed at how the self-hypnosis that we're teaching them so that they could teach their clients and patients are transforming them, how they're letting go of old hang-ups and stressors and just feeling more calm and being more productive. You had that experience?
Oh, absolutely. And it's a primary part of really good self-care. I think it's a foundational component for really good work when you're working with people is really good self-care. And for me, self-hypnosis and seventh path self-hypnosis is how I do that every day. So it's transformed my life, and I get to help my and teach it to my clients. I also teach it to my students. And so they can use it every single day. And when you're doing something like that for yourself every single day, you're feeling better. You're able to show up and be fully present with your clients. You're able to do really fantastic, great work with people when you're also taking care of yourself. But then again, you still get to teach it to them too. So it's a huge win-win across the board when we get to have something like self-hypnosis that we're offering to ourselves, using ourselves and offering to our clients as well.
You know, one of the things that I think is really, really interesting is we don't just, when people take the National Guild of Hypnotists approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course, that's the course that we teach in order to certify professionals in hypnosis, we don't teach some average kind of self-hypnosis. The kind of self-hypnosis we teach, there's two kinds and there's nothing like them in the world. Because they are insight-driven. Every other old-fashioned classical approach to self-hypnosis just works on the principle of direct suggestion. I am now calm. I am now relaxed. I am now confident. With seven-path self-hypnosis, and what you'll learn is another one called the time-tunneling technique, what happens is you get to have insights at the deepest level, at the subconscious level, that shifts your beliefs, habits, and emotions to something much more positive. So you don't have to give yourself specific suggestions. You just become more powerful in your everyday life because you just let go of the negativity, the old habits, the old beliefs as a process of doing the seven-path self-hypnosis and doing the time-tunneling technique on yourself. And it's just amazing in class to watch these students start reporting about the amazing transformations that they're experiencing right in the course because of doing time-tunneling technique and seven-path self-hypnosis. Have you had that experience, Erica?
Absolutely, and it happens in my courses all of the time. And it's what we consider, you know, it makes our students true believers in hypnosis. A lot of my students wonder, hey, how can I help other people with hypnosis if I have my own issue with my mom, or I have this continuing issue, you know, with my dad, or hey, how can I be a hypnotist and help people lose weight if I need to lose weight? Well, you know what? That's fine, because with self-hypnosis and seventh path self-hypnosis, you're going to go through your own transformation, and it's something that you can use for the rest of your life to help you feel lighter and better and eliminate those negative emotions, you know, fear, stress, anxiety, all of those things. Get rid of that stuff on a daily basis so that at the end of the day, when you put your head on the pillow, you feel a sense of fulfillment and satisfaction that you did great work and that you're excited. You're going to sleep well and excited to help people the next day with the exact same thing.
You know, so I guess the good news that we're bringing to these helping professionals around the world is that you can get certified as a five-path hypnotist, professional hypnotist, and do something that's perfectly safe, that's incredibly satisfying to do with clients and patients, is profitable, and also just makes you happier and feel more fulfilled in any work you do. It just supports any other kind of professional work you do. And so I want people to understand that the courses that we teach are not your average classical hypnosis course out there. They're accelerated 100-hour plus eat, sleep, and poop hypnosis classes where you're just living it, practicing it day in, day out. And these accelerated courses can bring you up to speed very quickly so that you can go from classroom to clients in just sometimes as little as 2 weeks. You have to be a serious student. You have to be there. You have to study. You have to participate. But you get certified in five-path hypnosis, and you also get certified as a seven-path self-hypnosis teacher. And when you do this, you can make the transition very quickly, and you can feel skilled, confident, and competent. Anything you want to add to that, Erica?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, Cal. I mean, in that 100-hour course, 10-day course, you're going to get everything, you're going to learn everything that you need in order to start incorporating hypnosis, be a full-time hypnotist, part-time hypnotist, whatever, however you want to incorporate it into your life professionally. In that 10-day, 100-hour course, there's nothing else that you have to do. There's always going to be opportunities for ongoing and continuing education, but the 100-hour course is designed specifically to give you everything you need in order to be a professional hypnotist and get really great results for your clients.
Beautiful. We see it all the time. Have counselors come right out of class, go right into using it with their clients. We've had people who were acupuncturists begin to use it right away with their clients. One of the things I also want to mention is probably almost as important as the course itself is the Five Path International Association of Hypnosis Professionals. That's an organization that stands behind what we teach, provides the greatest support after graduation, bar none. Any instructor, any school, any organization, we have more support for you after class. And I have a list on our website on calbanion.com. Just look at my training schedule and look up the 10-day course, and you'll see right there everything from telephone support, email support, 24/7 email group. We have teleseminars every month where I get on there and I answer questions from our grads, and we have our own journal, and it just goes on and on. Too much to mention here. All right. Anything else you want to?
Yeah, we want our graduates to be successful, and you know, our success comes from your success. We are highly invested in you being successful. Both Cal and I love to help people, and we can't do it individually one-on-one. That's why Cal's teaching his class. That's why I'm teaching this class. And so we want you to be successful, and we'll do whatever it takes to make sure that you get the ongoing support that you want that will help you to be a fantastic world-class hypnotist. So that's about it, Cal. And so thank you, everyone, for joining me here today. I am Erica Flint. Please check out my training course online. You can find me at CascadeHypnosisTraining.com, and I hope to see you in class.
Awesome. I think we did a really good job. And I want to say to everyone out there, if you're interested in taking the same course with me, Cal Banion, go to CalBanion.com, and right there, look up the course schedule. It's always up to date. We always have two or three, maybe more, training courses during the year. All right, Cal Banion, see you in class, signing off. Over and out. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.